Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. Last Friday, Speaker Mike Johnson characterized the upcoming No Kings Day protests as follows, quote, "They have a Hate America rally that's scheduled for October 18th on the National Mall. It's all the pro-Hamas wing and the, you know, the Antifa people. They're all coming out," end quote. That was on Fox and Friends. He got the date right, but nearly everything else in that statement is not true. The comment about the pro-Hamas wing is apparently an attempt to malign anyone who speaks out on behalf of the victims in Gaza. Antifa means anti-fascist. That's all. It's not an organization. It's a belief that fascism is bad. The Trump administration has recently been equating Antifa opposition to fascism, to domestic terrorism. The message from the No Kings Day organizers is as follows, quote, "In June, we did what many claimed was impossible, peacefully mobilized millions of people to take to the streets and declare with one voice, America has no kings. And it mattered. The world saw the power of the people. President Trump's birthday parade was drowned out by protests in every state and across the globe. His attempt to turn June 14th into a coronation collapsed, and the story became the strength of a movement rising against his authoritarian power grabs. Now President Trump has doubled down. His administration is sending masked agents into our streets, terrorizing our communities. They are targeting immigrant families, profiling, arresting, and detaining people without warrants, threatening to overtake elections, gutting health care, environmental protections, and education when families need them the most, rigging maps to silence voters, ignoring mass shootings at our schools and in our communities, driving up the cost of living while handing out massive giveaways to billionaire allies as families struggle. The president thinks his rule is absolute, but in America we don't have kings and we won't back down against chaos, corruption, and cruelty. Our peaceful movement is only getting bigger and bigger. No Kings is more than just a slogan. It's the foundation our nation was built upon. Born in the streets, shouted by millions, carried on posters and chants, it echoes from the city blocks to the rural town squares, uniting people across this country to fight dictatorship together. Because this country does not belong to kings, dictators, or tyrants, it belongs to we the people. The people who care, who show up, and the ones who fight for dignity, a life we can afford, and real opportunity. No thrones, no crowns, no kings," end quote. Organizers go on to emphasize the peaceful nature of the rallies, as they have been doing in their communication since before the first one took place. Quote, "A core principle behind all No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. We expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with our values," end quote. There are No Kings rallies planned in several towns across Maine. In Bangor, the event will be at the Broadway Park, which is at the corner of Broadway and Stillwater, from noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Parking may be a little tricky, so organizers recommend that people carpool. In Ellsworth, from 12 to 1:30 on Saturday, the No Kings rally will be at Ellsworth City Hall. In Castine, on the Castine Commons, there'll be a No Kings rally from 1 to 3 on Saturday. In Belfast, from 2 to 5 p.m., and the location is not listed, but I'm going to bet that's at the post office square. And a correction on that, that actually is going to be held at Steamboat Landing Park in Belfast from 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday. They say it will be a combination rally and resistance fair. There will be many activists and advocacy groups tabling, and there will be speakers as well. In Rockland at Chapman Park from 12 to 1 p.m., and in Southwest Harbor, Standers, No Kings, People Power rally is happening from 11 to 12:30 p.m. You can get a complete list at nokings.org. And before people hit the streets on Saturday, the ACLU is holding a No Kings Protest Safely, Know Your Rights, and De-Escalation training via Zoom tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening. They ask people to pre-register to get the Zoom link, but the URL is really long, so instead of trying to say it here where you probably won't catch it, I've posted it along with the archives of today's program, available now at weru.org. The ACLU's Protest Safety webinar is going to be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And they say the training will give you the tools to take action safely, confidently, and with key de-escalation strategies in hand. Whether you're marching, rallying, or supporting from the sidelines, you'll learn how to protect yourself, your community, and stand up for your rights. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.